This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In terms of our discussion pertaining to salah, yesterday we explained that the correct way of tying the hands after the takbir tahrima, the three fingers on the upper part of the left hand, the baby finger and the thumb forming a ring on the edges, and the entire, both the arms just below the navel, with the fingers facing the elbows, not facing downwards or upwards. So in this particular way, as I explained yesterday, just below the navel. Today we commence a discussion with regards to ruku'. What are some of the important things to keep in mind when we go into ruku'? Now the first thing that we need to understand is when you go into ruku', your neck and your back must be more or less in a straight line. Not to say that, you know, you take a ruler and you check now how straight it is, but your neck and back must be more or less in line. And then once you're in ruku', your neck and back are more or less in line. You mustn't lower your neck so much that your chin now starts to touch your chest. Nor must you lift your head so much that your head now or your neck goes above waist level. The proper way of making ruku is you go into ruku, into the posture of ruku, your neck and your back are more or less on the same level, and your head is straight, meaning your chin is not touching your chest, and your chin and your neck is more or less in line with your waist whilst you are in that particular posture. And then in terms of the feet must be facing straight, facing the qibla. Throughout salah, whenever we are in a standing posture, in the ruku posture, the feet must always be straight. Not at 5 to 1, neither at 10 to 2. Many of us, we stand 5 to 1, slightly pointing outwards, or even more, like a 10 to 2 kind of scenario. So in ruku and outside of ruku, the feet must always be facing straight. And with regards to ruku again, neck and back in a line, and the neck also straight in ruku. The chin mustn't be touching the chest, nor must the head lift up, where now the neck is not in line with the waist. There are other aspects to ruku which we will discuss tomorrow, inshallah. Subhanallah.